China's having a big effect on the African economies, but primarily through its trade. You know, China's become the biggest trade partner for most African countries, and at least until recently, China's demand has driven up prices and export volumes from African economies. There's a certain amount of Chinese direct investment, and I think because of that big effect on trade, many people assume that China is now the dominant investor in Africa. That's not the case. In recent years, China's accounting for about 3 or 4% of the direct investment in Africa, which is fairly modest. In fact, South Africa, which is a much smaller economy, has more foreign investment in Africa than China does. So it doesn't have the same impact as its trade. On the other hand, it's very big in a few countries, and it's growing very rapidly. So I think people are right to sense that this is going to be an important phenomenon, but there's been some exaggeration in the press about where we stand.
The small scale of the investment is actually surprising. But the article talks about, you know, thousands of small Chinese firms investing, you know, across the continent in countries where Western firms do not. Why is that?
Right. There are some big state-to-state investment deals that have gotten a lot of attention. We've used a different database to look at what's happening with the more small and medium investment coming from the Chinese private sector. And one of the things we find is that it cuts across all the countries, you know, so it includes some countries that really have quite difficult governance situation. Chinese seem to be more of a risk taker than the Western investors. But it's across all the continent and it's across all sectors. It's not concentrated in natural resources. In fact, the services are the dominant sector.
So, but why is it that they're more risk takers? Is the criteria different for Western countries when they're establishing what they might determine as a good business environment? Is the criteria different?
My sense is there are two things going on. First, I think there is a learning process. You know, some of the big Chinese investments in countries with poor governance are not turning out very well. So I think there's partly a learning experience. You know, Chinese investors are discovering it's hard to do business in DR Congo and some of the other countries in Africa. But then at that level of the small and medium private firms, I think Chinese investors find that they can operate in these different African environments. And so they're making a reasonable judgment, you know, that they can deal with the risks. Back in China, it's an extremely competitive environment in many sectors. The economy's slowing down now, so there are fewer investment opportunities. So I think some Chinese entrepreneurs are just making the assessment that they take their chances in Africa, even in some of the difficult environments where Western investors are not present. You know, even in fragile states, there's still a certain amount of economic business. And Chinese entrepreneurs see this as a business opportunity.
And so in the article, you talk about the demographics of Africa, making it an attractive long-term investment for China. Is there really a concerted effort on behalf of the Chinese authorities to cash in on that, you know, in the next 10 or 15 years?
I think the main incentives from the Chinese government are, one, to find natural resources, and two, just to go out. You know, China has a large excess of savings now. And so they're encouraging all their firms to go out in different directions. You know, and to be frank, Africa is an important part of that. But of course, you know, there's much more Chinese investment going into Asian countries, for example.
So do you think that Chinese foreign direct investment in Africa will continue to grow? And so can you see Africa benefiting from that in the coming years?
I think the initial impetus for a lot of the big Chinese investment was natural resources in Africa. There's not going to be as much appetite in China for natural resources in the future because of this transition they're going through. So I think the fact that a lot of other types of investment from China have taken root in Africa is quite positive, this investment in services and manufacturing. But I think Africa now is going to have to work to compete for that, together with Asian economies and Latin American economies. And Africa has that demographic bulge coming along that makes it attractive. But many countries have problems in their investment climate or problems with governance. So I see this as a great opportunity for Africa, primarily be on Africans to bring about better investment climates, make this attractive for Chinese, for other investors, primarily for African investors. Everybody's investment comes primarily from their own domestic sources, but foreign investment can be a very, very useful stimulus.